This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Richard Holmes was born with sight loss, but that hasn't stopped him enjoying various things, including sports and many other things. And Richard joins us now to share his story. Richard, thank you for joining us.
Hello, hi, pleasure to be with you.
So let's first start with, tell us, what is your sight condition and about kind of the early days of your sight loss when you realised that you have sight loss, because you were born with sight loss, but when did you actually realise, you know, how what was going on?
That's a really interesting question, actually. Well, I started my condition first. It's very, very unusual, so it attracted quite a bit of academic attention. It's sort of essentially folds in the retina, which cause vision loss, but also led to cataracts, which were subsequently removed. But so if that's a condition that actually my brother and I both have, but is actually we can't pass it on. It's gene related, so it's carried by females who don't have it, but passed on to males. A bit harsh, but there it is. And I suppose I realised maybe when I first went off to primary school, I went to special school, primary school and secondary school. I went off to primary school just before my fifth birthday. And obviously my brother, who had slightly better sight than me, didn't have a recommendation of special educational needs. So he went to a local school, as did my sister. So I probably realised from that point, and then it's probably the first time I sort of met people with sight less than mine, no sight at all as well. So it's the first time I'd been sort of in that environment, and I suppose there's two things you can do at that point, isn't there? I think that's a bit sad, a bit different, not liking this, or take the positives and think, actually, I'm getting a good opportunity, smaller classes, learning quickly. But I think from a very early age, I was always wanted to be on the football pitch rather than in the classroom, and so great sporting opportunities that emerged as early as I can remember, sort of 5 or 6 years old, playing football and loving it.
So when you were kind of learning to adapt to life with sight loss, what did you find the most useful that helped you to adapt to different ways of doing certain things?
I think initially, very I suppose it's quite a few years ago now, in the 70s, very low tech actually, so magnifiers. Very helpful for reading and being able to read for my own pleasure, but also to be able to sort of keep up in the classroom as well. So just little handheld magnifiers are very helpful. Outside of the classroom, if I wanted maybe slightly easier reading, CCTVs, I think we're just becoming a more well-known, more available at that time, both sort of in school, but also actually in local libraries as well. So CCTVs are very helpful for reading sort of longer terms. And I very quickly started to get stuck into, and eventually obviously exhausted, the supply of large print and cassette. Remember those, kids? Cassettes at my local library as well, for reading, both sort of interest-wise, but also as school progressed sort of academically as well.
When it comes to sports, what sort of sports in particular did you, you mentioned football, and were there any other sports that you particularly liked playing, which, where your sight loss didn't really make a difference?
I loved sports, a huge variety of sports. My mum took my brother and I to swimming club when I think I was 7, and they said, oh yes, we'll go a bit easier on them because of their condition. She said, you won't, you'll treat them like everybody else. And that's a good lesson, good life lesson, that is. Athletics, rowing, football, cricket. So I liked to have a go at as many things as I could, really, sport-wise. But I'd say particularly, as secondary school progressed, I started to do very well at swimming, athletics and competitive rowing as well.
There, you actually compete against sighted people, is that correct?
That's absolutely right, yeah. Yes, and I think that was one of the really, I mean, obviously, if you're involved in sport, you want to win, right? That's kind of one of the key aspects of it. And whilst I enjoyed competing at athletics and swimming, that was against other visually impaired people, but rowing, going to other rowing clubs and then sort of seeing our minibus, which was kind of blind, thinking, how do they row? Well, when we beat you, you found out how good we row, don't you? And that was very, very rewarding to be seen to be, I suppose, normal in essence, isn't it? To be able to compete in a normal situation, but not just to compete, actually to win and to get the credit and the acclaim that obviously comes of winning. And hopefully that increased a bit more sort of understanding about what I can do and what we can do as visually impaired people.
What would be your message to people who are going through sight loss and who maybe you know, don't know where to start, or people who, you know, would like to rediscover the love of sport following sight loss diagnosis and, yeah, not sure where to start?
I think it's one of those situations where it's eat the elephant chunk by chunk, isn't it? Try not to do everything at once. There's time to adapt. There's time to come to terms with a new situation. Try and do things at a time. Do things, definitely. Don't sort of let time pass, but try and find out what's available in the most immediate area, the most immediate need, and then inevitably other opportunities come along once you contact a local society, once you contact a national organisation, and then you can generally find out. You don't know what you don't know, right? So you can find out what more services are available and what more support's available. And I think having taken that first step, I like to believe that it's easier having done that. The longer anything is left, the more difficult it is to actually start to address it. So I suppose my simple advice is chunk by chunk, but do something.
Fantastic. Well, Richard Holmes, thank you very much for coming on and sharing your sight loss story with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.